AM 560, The Answer. From the local youth hockey rink to the ultimate stage of professional ice hockey arenas, you are on the air with In the Crease and your host, Kenny McCutton, professional ice hockey skating and skills coach, bringing you into the arena and into the world of ice hockey. Brought to you by Coco 5, hydration and performance powered by all-natural coconut water and Garden Fresh Market, the world's best produce delivered fresh to their stores 7 days a week. And now, In the Crease. With your host, Kenny McCutton.
You are on the air and in the crease with your host, Kenny McCutton, the skills and assistant coach for the Columbus Blue Jackets. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe Live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit Rosemont.com. My guest for tonight's program was a 2014 Olympian hockey player in Sochi. I admire her mostly for her love of the game, and I also feel that she may be one of the greatest players in the game as of today. I'm pleased to have Kendall Coyne standing in the crease tonight. Hi there, Kendall. How are you?
Hi, Coach Kenny. I'm good. How are you doing?
It's good. It's great to hear your voice. I want to start off with something that you threw at me about a month ago. You said you were in Hawaii. What the heck were you doing in Hawaii?
I was taking some time off, which I haven't done probably in my 23 years of existence. So it was a unique situation, but it was a great vacation in Oahu with my boyfriend and trying to relax, snorkel, you know, do a bunch of things that with water that isn't frozen, finally.
I just see that killing you not being anywhere near an ice rink in 80 or 90 degree weather.
Definitely. I mean, right when we landed, the first thing I did on my phone was look up ice rink because I thought it'd be really cool to see if there is an ice rink in Honolulu.
And there is. I couldn't find one
near us, and so it kind of forced me to go to the ocean.
Well, there definitely is one, and I'm shocked that you wouldn't even get a pair of rental skates and go on out there.
Oh, I would have if I could.
So let's get up to date. You just recently got back from Lake Placid with a national camp with the women. What was it like?
So that was my 8th August festival in a row, actually. So it was a familiar setting. Obviously, it's a great experience every time you get to visit her Brooks Arena and the 1980 feel. And, you know, you hear that recording go off every time you're on the ice. And you believe in miracles, and I still get the chills every time. So that's cool. But it's a week-long camp where our first 2 days are fitness testing on ice and off ice. And then from there, we have a practice every morning and then 3 games throughout the week. And so it's great to catch up, see new faces, see familiar faces, and obviously there's a lot of under 18s there as well, which I was way back in the day. And so it's a really great camp just for the entire national program to get together in a great area in the United States.
Yeah, you're no longer the young one. You're getting on with your life. you just graduated, right? Or do you have one more year left since you missed the Olympic year?
Yeah, one more year. I'll be returning next week to Northeastern for my senior year.
Yeah, and hopefully you'll be breaking some more records there. I have a question about Northeastern. A player of your ability and your caliber, I'm sure you had many, many choices. Why Northeastern?
So when it came down to my selection, obviously being a female hockey player and knowing I'm not going to make a living playing this game, I wanted to go to a school where I was getting great academics and great hockey, and with the 5-year program at Northeastern, that really is what sold me there in the co-op program, which I completed with the Chicago Blackhawks. So we had a lot to offer and for school and hockey, and I think that's the balance I was looking for.
How long have you been a captain there?
I'll be a captain. This is my second season.
Okay, and why number 77 when you wear 26 for the Olympic programs?
I selected 77 because the year, my freshman year going into Northeastern, my friend Elizabeth Turgeon had passed away.
Oh.
And she wore 77, obviously, because of her father, Pierre,
yep,
who played for many years. And then when he came to Colorado, he wore 87. But I've known her since she was 11 years old, and she was always 77. So it was kind of, a lot of people know her as 87, but I first knew her as 77. So that's kind of why I selected that number.
So every single time you put on that jersey, you think about her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and her father was a great hockey player, and I had no idea that was the reason behind it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's sad, but it's even more special now today because one of your fellow students, obviously Bonnie, is also number 77. So
that's right.
So it's just there's a little bit more weight on my shoulders, and it's a thick jersey to put on every day, but it's special to play in both their honors.
Yeah, and that young lady that you're talking about, Bonnie Vondevar from Crystal Lake, passed away a little over a year ago now, and I know her family's kept in touch with you, and I give you an awful lot of credit for being around that scenario without a family really ever knowing you, and that's the beauty about the support, this sport, where there's so many people that support families that are in dire straits or in bad situations.
Yeah, and they're obviously a special family and become part of mine, so it's just great to hear from them weekly, daily, see Ben and in the rinks and her brother Ben. And so, yeah, it's definitely a special bond.
And I thought of Bonnie every time I stood on the ice at Crystal Lake because all three sheets had her numbers in a gigantic size in the neutral zone. And it was 77 on either side of the center faceoff circle. So I'd always tap that 77, Kendall, every time I skated over it.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. I want to go back in some time a little bit. You grew up here in Chicago and more or less on the south side. And I see that you went to high school, and that was at Berkshire in Sheffield, Mass. What made you go there?
So I did a postgraduate year there. I went to Sandberg in Orland for 4 years, and then I did my postgraduate year there because I was looking into some Ivy League schools when I was going through the recruiting process. Because as I said before, the education was more important to me than the hockey aspect when looking for a balance. And so I was literally looking into the Ivy League schools, and a lot of them suggested I take a postgraduate year and see me. They wanted to see me be challenged in a more academic environment, like a boarding school. And mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I did that postgraduate year at the Berkshire School.
Yeah, and it's all good hockey up there. I just came back from Andover, and I was up there with some prep school players and college players, and I was out there doing my thing for 4 days. And then I came back only for a half a day, and then I was off to Scottsdale, Arizona, when it was 115 degrees.
Oh.
And guess what? It was nice to be inside the rink, Kendall.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm not kidding you. And I opened up the Arizona State program for 34 players, and it was an awful lot of fun. 34 skaters split in half with four goaltenders split in half. And you know me. I'm like you. I can't turn down any kind of position when it comes to teaching, just like you can't turn down an open ice sheet sitting there to,
right.
Waiting to be skated upon.
Right.
I think that's where you and I get along. We love the game that much.
Yeah, exactly. That's why the winter is the best, because you don't need a rink. You just go outside.
No, that's true. And talking about outside, I know that's a big thing the last anywhere between the 7 to 10 years with all these outdoor games. Do you enjoy skating outside?
Yeah, I love it. It just brings back all the memories. Anyone can come, and it gets super competitive, and nothing like going outside skating and then some hot cocoa after with my family.
And I think that's one of the greatest ways to learn the game when it's just you, the player, and other players out there and nobody else, no refs, no parents. It's a fun way of growing up and being self-taught.
Right, and you have to be smart with the puck because if you're not, it's going into the snow.
That's right. You're chasing for it.
Yeah.
And nobody's taking slap shots because then you got to chase 30, 40 yards beyond the goal to go get it. And you're walking in snowbanks for it. So, yeah, you're keeping the puck low. Everything's a deke, and you're just kind of sliding it over the goal line.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think outdoor hockey is some of the best. As far as growing up, Kendall, who did you on the female side look up to as far as an elite hockey player?
Oh, it was definitely Cammy Granato. Yep. I remember in 1999, right after they won the gold medal, I went to her camp at Seven Bridges. And she just whipped the gold medal right out of her bag. And that was the first time it really hit me where I went to my mom and dad and I said, so girls win gold medals and boys win Stanley Cups.
Yeah, you know
and
what?
I mean,
well put.
I was really young at the time, but that was the first time I really realized what, women aspire to play for in their career. And as you get older and an elite athlete and whatnot, but, definitely Cammy Granato. And I still look up love to her today, even though she's not playing. And she left a great road for us.
The family alone, the Granato family alone, I mean, you talk about, they're almost like the Howes of Illinois hockey.
Oh, I totally agree.
And it's the truth. I mean, Cammy, I mean, she's got some records there I don't see being broke for quite a while.
Right.
I mean, she was a heck of a hockey player and scoring machine, saw the ice well, terrific vision, and I can see her being one of the best for you to watch.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and then you got Tony and Don Granato and a crazy family, brought up the right way. They love the game, and I love that they're still involved in the game from youth-level hockey all the way to the pro game, and I'm not quite sure what Cammy's doing, but we will return to In the Crease and my guest Kendall Coyne after these messages.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news on the inbound Kennedy at Addison. IDOT crews cleared a crash from the left lane. No more delays in that area. It's 20 minutes both ways between O'Hare and downtown. On the inbound Eisenhower, tight from Racine to the Circle, about 17 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. Both directions of the Eisenhower closed tonight at the Circle with road work until 5 a.m. On the outbound Stevenson, they cleared a crash near Kedzie. No more delays in that area. It's 24 minutes either direction between Lakeshore Drive and the Tri-State. In Crestwood, fire activity at 137th and LeClaire, and an earlier fire in Madison at Lindenwood and Costner. On the west side, police on scene at Mayfield and Potomac. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 65 and foggy. Tomorrow, the high 83. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Sean Hannity thinks Hillary Clinton has more to worry about than her campaign.
If they find those lost 33,000 emails,
the one she's deleted,
you're going to not only find classified information, the whole Benghazi issue is going to be brought to an entire new level. And instead of worrying about being elected president, her biggest fear is going to be how much time she may have to spend in jail.
The Sean Hannity Show. Afternoons at 2, right before Joe Walsh at 5, on AM 560. The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-1785. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-1785. 1-800-700-1785.
AM 560, The Answer.
We have returned, and thank you for joining us within the crease. I am your host, Kenny McCudden. This portion of our program is brought to you by Coco 5, all-natural coconut water developed by a team of professional NHL sports medicine experts. Coco 5 is your healthy hydration drink alternative. Tonight's guest is Kendall Coyne, a premier Olympian that so many from Chicago are very, very proud of. Kendall, what age did you stop competing with the boys throughout Illinois hockey?
Well, actually, I stopped practicing with the boys when I went to college.
Well, you hung in there all the way through midget hockey.
Right. I didn't play games, but I would practice with them. Obviously, I'm a little bit smaller player, but I was fortunate enough to have a great group of guys that let me practice with them 2 to 3 days a week all the way up until I went to college.
I do remember that. I mean, obviously, I think you were on the ice many times with the mission program when I was out there. But so you didn't stop at Pee Wee or anything like that competing against the boys and then just strictly play girls hockey?
No, I did not.
Wow. Wow. Your mom kept you in there, in the heart and soul of it all with the boys.
I think I made my mom keep me in there.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it was what I grew up know. That's all I knew. And so, and back in the day, there weren't girls programs that were 6-7 rosters deep like there are today. So it was just all I knew growing up, and I didn't want to change. And you know, creatures of habits as we are as hockey players, I wanted to stick with the boys. And you know, as they got older, I was definitely one of the worst ones on the ice, but they let me hang with them, and I think that's what made me the player I am today.
Well, that's hard for me to believe that you'd be one of the worst out there. That's very, very hard for me to believe with your skating
they were
game.
Good.
But
they were good.
Oh no, and I'm sure you were able to keep up right with them. But what kind of advice would you have for families that have a daughter about making that decision to either play boys or girls? What's your thoughts on that?
I think as long as, obviously, with the changes in the rules where Phantoms are now hitting and Pee-wees are no longer hitting, I think that's a huge step for girls hockey because you can continue to play through Bantams without hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously my suggestion was continue to play through that Pee-wee age, and then Bantam, you know, you have to evaluate your size, your weight. Girls develop a little bit faster than boys and at a younger age. So I think it's more of a, you have to assess where you are at that age. And then also I think the biggest thing for me is I had a great group of guys who accepted me, welcomed me, and that's what made me love it. And sometimes, you know, it could be the opposite, and it takes the love right out of you. So I think you have to assess, you know, do you love it with the boys or do you hate it? And then that also makes the decision a lot easier.
My thoughts have changed on it a bit. I used to be able to have an awful lot of families listen to me about playing boys hockey as long as they could. But my thoughts on it now are changing the last few years because – with the resources out there helping these kids get along, whether you're a girl or a boy, I'm seeing the younger girls' teams getting so much stronger, and I like that they're starting the camaraderie at a younger age. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah, I just love that they can sit in the room with the girls, and now it's not just one girl or two girls on an all-boys team. Now it's a group of girls that are all highly skilled. I mean, when you're talking about these AAA programs throughout the Midwest or East Coast or Minnesota, I mean, through and through, as you know, these girls are quite strong.
Yeah, I totally agree. And that's one thing that, you know, so for girls that are playing boys hockey, it's, you know, oh, I don't like being in a locker room by myself or whatever the case is. And I mean, I got used to dressing in closets and bathrooms and all that you can think of by myself, and it didn't really affect me because when I got on the ice, I loved it. So it's great to see the growth of the game and that there are so many girls programs these days. Like my little sister Bailey, she's played girls most of her career, and mm-hmm. that just shows like the change in age in the game and in the game.
How's your dad John Elise and your siblings Jake, Kevin, and Bailey? How is everybody doing since you spoke about Bailey?
They're good. Yep. Bailey, Jake's at Illinois State.
Yep.
He's a junior. Kevin is working at a steel company. Bailey is returning for her senior year at Loomis Chaffee at a boarding school in Connecticut. And my mom and dad are just missing all of us, and the craziness has died down, and they're going to be coming out east a little bit since it is my senior year.
And you talk about a hockey family. I'd have to say the Coynes enjoy their hockey.
Yes, we do.
there's no doubt on that. I've been working with a young lady. She's from the Barrington area and play for the Young Americans. You were talking about Cammy Granato being at the top of your list. This young lady has chosen Northeastern. She'll be going to Northeastern. I'm sure you've talked to Andrea Renner, and she chose Northeastern because of you. I think that's so awesome. Do you know
that's pretty special.
Do you know
No, I didn't. You just gave me the chills a little bit.
No, she did. Chose it because of you, and I know she's tried to keep in touch some way, somehow with you with an odd email. I think you guys have maybe sent emails to one another, but she'll be attending there in two more years, and you'll be gone at that point. But I think that's so awesome that here it feels like you're still very, very young in the game, which you are, but now you've got an up-and-coming college player that looks up to you so much.
Yeah, it's pretty special, and I mean, just to see the love in the game, grow in the Illinois area, and just the girls that have looked up to me, and or the little girls that are all at the hockey camp. So I mean, it's pretty special, and just to see the smile on their face and the love of the game. You can't ask for any more, especially in the girls' game. We're not making millions playing this game, so you have to love it. If you don't, you're just making yourself do a job every day.
Oh, no, I agree. And it goes the same with a coach. And I think a coach has to come prepared. Change is so good for players, and changing it up totally and bringing a different personality. And I think that's one of the reasons I've been brought into Columbus. The head coach, Todd Richards, had mentioned in the Columbus Gazette that he liked my personality and the room needed that. So I think that type of thing is very important even at the National Hockey League level.
Yeah, and I think it's important too in the national level with women's hockey as well, because it's predominantly been a lot of female coaches, and you're starting to see the trend where they're bringing like you came in, and Coach Cleese, now our head coach, from who just retired with the Avalanche, and it's good to bring another perspective of the men's game into the women's game, and just that professional level of eyes and what you guys are around every day to bring it into our game. It only makes us better.
No, I agree with that. And I think throughout, like for instance, the 4 year span between the actual Olympics, I think it's great to hear different voices come in too, whether it's the USA program for that span of 4 years, or bringing in resources at every level, whether it be collegiate level or pro level. I think different voices are important.
Right. I totally agree. Because you get sick of hearing the same thing from the same person every day.
Well, that becomes a job too. And I think there's a lot of coaches who are very, very good at delegating, want that different voice, and they want that different coach maybe start or finish a practice.
Yeah, I think you'd be the top of the list for that.
I'll tell you what, I adored that program when I was brought in. You're talking 3 years prior, just short of 3 years prior to Sochi. I didn't know what I was going to get, but I absolutely adored the program. If I never got a chance to ever work with the women's game again, I can say two things. I did it. And I loved it. And if I could say one thing, if anybody from USA Hockey would be listening, I'd want to do it again, because it was that terrific.
Yeah, and I know we all want you.
Well, see, that means an awful lot to me. I mean, I didn't know what I didn't know if I was going to get more of a collegiate type of atmosphere from the female side, or was I going to get a premier athlete with the women's game. And I saw more of the premier athlete, and I'll tell you what, I was so impressed with just the skill set of all the ladies.
So you've been, what would you say the main difference is when you're on the ice with an all boy or a man or men, all men roster opposed to an all women's roster? What do you think the main difference is as like a skills coach?
Well, first of all, I'll make you laugh. You guys have a lot more fun. And I get hugs and high fives from the female side, whereas the male side there's not much of that. No, I would say there's no difference in the skill set as far as for a premier athlete. I just think that I think the women are a little bit more focused from start to finish when it comes to a practice. That's one of the biggest
skills.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I see from the start to the end. It's a huge difference how the focus is as a group. So that part That part right away hits me. But we need to step aside for a few minutes. In the Crease Hockey Radio, we'll be right back with our guest, Kendall Coyne. Stay tuned.
The stock market plunges. Donald Trump plays hardball with the media.
Go back to Univision.
And a TV reporter and cameraman are shot on air in Virginia. What happens next with these stories happens here.
We are going to make America better than it's ever been.
The Dow found its footing, took off running, and scored its third biggest point gain ever.
News, opinion, insight.
We are not warranted justice.
This is AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jerry Baumgarten. Horror film writer and director Wes Craven, perhaps best known for the Nightmare on Elm Street series, has died.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't there?
Craven, who had been battling brain cancer, was 76. Cubby fans are celebrating.
And he's done it. He strikes out the side in the ninth inning.
In Chicago's
Jake Arrieta has thrown his first career no-hitter.
In Chicago's 2-0 victory over the L.A. Dodgers, that call on ESPN. Thai police probing Bangkok's deadly bombing say that they have discovered bomb-making materials during a raid of a second apartment on the outskirts of the capital. 20 people died in the August 17 attack. More than 120 were hurt. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic in Woodridge. There's a crash at Jackson and Allen. No accidents on the expressways and tollways at this time. On the inbound Kennedy and Addison, IDOT crews cleared a crash from the left lane. No residual delays. It's 20 minutes both directions between O'Hare and downtown. On the inbound Eisenhower, sluggish from Racine to the Circle. It's 18 minutes into downtown from Mannheim. Both directions of the Eisenhower closed at the Circle with road work until 5 in the morning. Traffic directed to the outbound Kennedy or the outbound Dan Ryan at the Circle. On the outbound Stevenson near Kedzie, IDOT crews cleared an accident. No residual delays in either direction of the Stevenson. In Crestwood, there was fire activity at 137th and LeClaire. Chicago weather currently 68 degrees and fair. Overnight, the low 65 and foggy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. At deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Every month, Heather Cook helps dozens of people file claims for life insurance bought through SelectQuote. The stories she tells are inspiring. Like this one about Joe, a 39-year-old research analyst. Joe was healthy, but with a wife and two sons, he realized he needed life insurance just in case. Joe called SelectQuote. His agent, Scott, shopped a number of highly rated term life companies, and though Joe's budget was tight, got him a $1 million policy he could afford. Last April, Joe died from heart failure. But thanks to his life insurance through SelectQuote, his family can keep the house, and the boys can go to college. See how affordable SelectQuote can make just in case for you.
For a free quote, call 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. 1-800-979-5539. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to In the Crease here on AM 560, The Answer. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. Tonight's guest, Kendall Coyne, has been representing the U.S. Women's National Program on the elite stage. Kendall, I know you are the type of player that cannot wait until the World Championships arrive in foreign nations. But going back to what I said earlier, waiting that 4 years for the next Olympics, how do you do it?
Well, I think myself, along with a lot of my other teammates, we always live by this quote, the Olympics aren't every 4 years, they're every day. And you always think back to that game, you know, the game we gave up 2 goals and took silver, and you always go back to that day. And I think going into every lift, every day that you're kind of, you know, you're trying to get better, you always think about that moment. So it just makes it that more special when you have to wait, extra long.
Yeah, and let's talk about that game in Sochi. I mean, that's we don't need to dwell into it, but I'll speak for myself. It was it's still very difficult for me to talk about, and it was tough to watch. And I say not only did the wheel come off, but the axle broke. And I believe our U.S. women's program is going to be that much stronger for it, if that makes any sense. Would you agree?
I would totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's being around that locker room and the outside of that room when I went down there at the end of that game, I remember leaving at 2:30 a.m. And I had to walk through the Olympic Park back to my room. And that could have been the worst walk, Kendall. I've never shared it with too many people, but it could have been the worst walk because it was a 45-minute walk because the Olympic Park, as you know, is like the size of O'Hare Airport. And from one end to the other, it took 45 minutes. And it was the worst 45 minutes probably that I've had in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. And I think for me, it was obviously I saw you after the game, and you know, you look back, I look at someone like you, and you just, someone who's helped you get there and who I've been working with since I was 11 years old. And that's when you break down. I saw you broke down a little bit, and then,
yep.
You know, you see your parents after. I saw my parents and my siblings after, and, you know, I know they're hurting as much as we're hurting because of the way we lost. And, you know, it really motivates you to want to get back there because, you know, my parents have worked just as hard as I have to get there. And, you know, they want the dream as much as I want it. And so I think that was where it really sunk in, is when you saw the people you really cared about the most and how much they were hurting as well as you were.
Oh, no, for sure. And I want to go back to the start of when I first was brought in. I'm really important thing for me coming in as a new coach was being accepted by the older players, whether it was Jenny Potter, Julie Chu, Molly Engstrom, Gigi Marvin, as vets. And that part was important. But I'm going to throw some names out there right now that have been your teammate. And I'm sure you just saw them recently in Lake Placid. But these are players that meant an awful lot to me during my time. And I just want to name some names. Megan Dugan, the Lamoureux sisters, Megan Bozak from Chicago, Hillary Knight, which I think could be possibly one of the greatest female players in the world. Erica Lawler, I won't forget her. A shame about Amanda Kessel having to retire early. Brianna Decker, Annie Schlepper, Kelly Stack, Casey Bellamy, Lisa Chesson, I adored. I thought she handled the puck well and saw the ice so well. Michelle Picard, Hannah Brandt, Lee Steckline, Alex Carpenter. That's just a few. I mean, they were so much fun to be around.
Yeah, and it's painful for me being the one from Chicago and the one that knows you. Every time I go to a camp, one or two, three, it changes every time. How's Coach Kenny? How's Coach Kenny doing? So they're always thinking about you. They always want to know. And especially this camp, after they saw that you were just hired with the Columbus Blue Jackets, everyone was so excited for you. So that was really, I was really happy to hear. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. And no, what I recall, probably my fondest moments was, for instance, if we split the ice and Rob Stauber would take a group and I would take the other group after the coaching staff ran a practice, I always got a kick out of Team White against Team Blue fighting to be on my side first. So I thought that was the best. That reminded me of just young kids.
Yeah, no offense to Coach Stauber or anything, but yeah, we wanted you first.
Well, you know, there's a guy that I, you know, became very close to throughout the program, your trainer, Brent Prue. I thought the world of his work ethic is off the charts, going from the NHL program, I believe with the Minnesota Wild, to the women's national program. It's people like that, too, that you'll never forget if you only get one chance at it, like myself.
Exactly. And going back to that final game, you know, just seeing him as upset as we are as players, and even though he's not on the ice, he's the one that prepared us to get ready for the game and get on the ice. And so that's another person, you know, he wants it as much as us. And it's special to see that in the game where it's not just the players who want the end goal. It's everybody. And I think that makes it really special.
And I couldn't believe, Kendall, the amount of work that he would do on his own without any assistance.
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's unbelievable. He doesn't say a peep about it.
No, I mean, he's your typical trainer, like from the National Hockey League, that will be there from early morning until the night, till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and most nights when we come back from road trips, he doesn't even go home. He sleeps on the couch.
No, he's a class act, and I miss him an awful lot personally.
Yeah, he's awesome. We're lucky. We're so lucky to have him.
You have been listening to Kendall Coyne and your host, Kenny McCudden. Within the Crease, we will be returning from a word from our sponsors.
Get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Maria Arnold with your look at traffic. Good news on the inbound Kennedy at Addison. IDOT crews clear to crash from the left lane. Delays have dissipated. It's about 20 minutes either direction between O'Hare and downtown. On the inbound Eisenhower, traffic tight from Ashland to the Circle. It's about 20 minutes to downtown from Mannheim. Both directions of the Eisenhower is closed at the Circle with construction until 5 in the morning. Traffic is directed to the outbound Kennedy and the outbound Dan Ryan. Outbound Stevenson, it's cleared up from Damon to Kedzie following an earlier crash, which has been cleared. Inbound side of the Stevenson also clear from Pulaski to the crash scene. It's about 24 minutes both directions between Lakeshore Drive and the Tri-State. Chicago weather currently 70 degrees and fair. Tonight the low 65 and foggy. Tomorrow the high 83. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Most grocery stores lack that special something. So often you're disappointed for many reasons. High prices, no selection. Since when has going to the grocery store become displeasing? At Garden Fresh Market, you'll be pleasantly surprised all over again with your grocery shopping experience. From hand-picked produce and on-site butchers to premium seafood and popular brand-named fare. At Garden Fresh Market, you'll get the best selection of every product you need. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Find a store near you at GardenFreshMarket.com.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5, all-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
For a list of complete offer details, visit howwetraderadio.com. An individual's trading strategy or personal trading does not guarantee future results or returns.
Hi, John and Pete Najarian here. You may know us from television, where we're frequently featured on CNBC as leading option experts. We have some great news you do not want to miss.
As option floor traders and co-founders of Option Monster, people always want to know our secrets for trading options.
So we wrote an entire book on it. We've received over 100,000 orders over the past few months, and today we're giving away a limited number of these books for free. Just cover shipping and and handling.
Learn how to use options like we do to make more income with less capital.
To reduce your investment risks.
And make money regardless of which way the market's moving.
It's all right here in this book, and today it's yours for free.
Equity options today are hailed as one of the most successful financial products to be introduced in modern times. You have to learn to profit from them.
This one book could dramatically increase your investment returns.
And today, it's free.
Call now. 1-800-600-8551. That's 1-800-600-8551. 1-800-600-8551.
AM 560. The Answer.
Thank you for joining me in the crease. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden. This show is made possible from our friends at Garden Fresh Market. Choose from thousands of items that include your favorite name brands and the freshest hand-picked produce. Visit your local Garden Fresh Market and find out why Fresh is their middle name. They've got stores in Buffalo Grove, Mundelein, Naperville, Northbrook, and Round Lake Beach. My guest skating through the crease tonight has been Kendall Coyne. Kendall, I've always been excited to be on the ice with you in every way. Your skating is exceptional. Your skill set's off the charts. I love it. What do you think you need to work on? Telling a coach here that's on the air, what do you think you need to work on to even get to the next level? Because I know you just want to keep on learning.
I think for me, it's definitely I need to keep working on my shot and playing, because my speed's obviously my asset, and just making sure my brain is up to date with my speed on the ice.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got the little bit of the Pavel Bure speed, which is an incredible compliment, because I was watching highlights of you the other day throughout some collegiate hockey, and taking the puck, for 150 feet and being contained and with back pressure or a one-on-two, but you've got back pressure on you, but you always seem to be able to come out of it and make a play.
Yeah, and it's funny because the college game is obviously a lot different than the national team. So for college, sometimes you might have to do a little bit more by yourself if you're a little ahead of the play. So that's where I have to, figure out, okay, now I have two line mates who are the best players in the world, and how I react and play differently with them.
But I've seen you do it, Kendall. I've seen you do it in festivals. I've seen you do it in camps, and I've seen you do it at the World Championships. I mean, you seem to make a play going down the left side, again, with back pressure, which is very tough. People don't talk about that. But it'll be a one-on-two, and you'll pull up, and then you'll recognize the back pressure, and you'll still do something with that puck, and your vision, I think your vision is incredible.
Yeah, well, I think, too, for me, it's the change of speed, which helps throw the defenseman off or even the back checker off. And, they think they got to get on their horse, but if I slow down and cut across the ice or whatever, I think change of speed is key, because everyone just assumes I'm going to go 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, and let's talk about the other countries that are out there right now with their programs. I was able to see those games in Sochi, scouting those games. Obviously, I've seen them in other tournaments too prior. Do you see the growth getting stronger with all these other countries now with the female game?
Oh, 100%. Even the jump from 2014 to right now where we are in, August 2015, mm-hmm. even 1 year, the last World Championships, it was extremely competitive. And I think a testament of that, from if we go back to 2014, is we weren't marching in opening ceremonies because we were playing Finland the next day. I would say, in 1998, back in few years back, I don't think the team would make that sacrifice because the other countries weren't as strong as the U.S. and Canada. So it just shows the growth of the game. And there's the goaltenders in the women's game are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And as a forward, and if someone who likes to score goals, and you hate to see it, but you love to see it, and that's what makes the game so much more fun to play.
I think their systems are getting better. They're bringing in some solid coaching, even from other countries. And I believe the passing's getting a little firmer. And obviously, if the passing's quicker, the shots are going to be better. And I've seen in the short time that I was around, I saw the shooting from just inside the blue line, where where you've got to put something on the puck, getting very strong.
Yeah, I agree. And that's, for us, for players, we got to keep up with the goalies, and these goalies are just unbelievable in the game. I mean, there's some playing pro men, they're playing men's hockey professionally. And, I can't, back when I was 18, I couldn't put my little flip shot on net, and they're going to be like, thank you very much. So, it's just unbelievable how much you know, it forces us players to get better with the puck because of how good these goalies really are.
I'm going to make you laugh here. Talking about these goalies being tougher, have you changed your curve yet on your stick since I last saw you?
Well, yeah, you changed it.
Well, yeah, you changed it. Yeah, that's right. We did change it a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not much, because I know you liked more of a straighter blade, and I was trying to get you to have a little bit of a scoop in there, especially for in-tight shots. So have you adjusted to it? You enjoy it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
I like it. And it's, I mean, what you told me, so I'm going with it.
No, I personally think that our lady sticks, we should have gone through all of them, and they should have been able to try different curves, different flexes, and especially when you're talking about at the premier level, because if the pro player is allowed to do it as a male, why not the female at the premier level? But I just felt shafts and blades could have been tweaked here and there with many players.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing that in youth hockey you see, especially, you know, they assume, oh, the kid's going into middle school, so he needs to be using a senior stick. Well, I'm 5'1", 120 pounds, and I'm still using a 60-flex stick.
It's like a fishing rod to most.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Toothpick.
Oh, yeah. Kendall, I want to bring up something funny that I thought would be a great experience for you, was putting you on the ice with Coach John Anderson's hockey club with the Chicago Wolves, and you went out there and practiced, and you had a few Russians on your line. Talk about that for a second.
That was just, you just put a smile from ear to ear on my face, but that was an unbelievable experience. It was, I'm speechless, but it was so cool just to see the professional level and be out there with you and the Chicago Wolves and, you know, obviously a team I grew up watching my whole life. And it's just, I think I was watching more than playing, but it was just so, it was such a great experience. And like I said before, the guys welcomed me and they were all very nice to me, which makes an experience even better. And Coach Anderson couldn't have been nicer. And it was unbelievable.
No, I know you enjoyed that for a fact. And the coaching staff loved having you out there, and the players did too. And I know a lot of film went viral after that, some footage on the internet. But we'll be back with another period of In the Crease after this short break.
You hear it every day. This sports drink makes you run faster, and this drink makes you jump higher. Enough already. Introducing Coco 5. Coco 5. All-natural coconut water in 6 thirst-quenching flavors. No additives, preservatives, or sugary fructose corn syrup gunk. Coco 5. Hydrate like the pros.
Available at your local grocer.
You've been hearing about Garden Fresh Market and their huge variety of fresh produce, but you'll be pleased to know that you can find all of your favorite brand name products too. Don't worry about getting the most for your money anymore. The value at Garden Fresh Market has changed the way Chicagoland grocery shops. A deli, choice meats, fresh fish, there's something for the whole family to enjoy with prices that will assure that you keep coming back. Garden Fresh Market. Fresh is their middle name. Visit GardenFreshMarket.com to find a location near you.
Our family had a savings account until our air conditioner needed replacing.
We had a vacation fund before our refrigerator had a meltdown.
My family has no savings and our water heater just quit.
Sadly, sometimes it only takes one home system or appliance breakdown to bust your budget. But buying a home warranty from American Home Shield protects more of your hard-earned money because they help pay your covered repairs for you. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-552-2216. Who wants to pour money into repairs for things like your air conditioner, refrigerator, plumbing, oven, or washer when you get the budget protection you deserve from American Home Shield? It's up to you. Pay for expensive home system and appliance repairs yourself, or let AHS help pay covered repairs for you. Protect more of your hard-earned money. For valuable free information, including terms, rates, and coverage, go to AHS.com. That's AHS.com. Or call 1-800-552-2216. 1-800-552-2216.
AM 560, The Answer.
We are back with an overtime period of In the Crease with Kendall Coyne and your host, Kenny McCutton. This part of In the Crease is sponsored in part by Rosemont. It's all here. Tickets are on sale now for Marvel Universe, live September 18th through the 20th at the Allstate Arena. For more things to do, visit rosemont.com. Kendall, I was looking at some things on doing a little bit of research on you. I saw something with your college background that you want to work in the NHL someday as a female. In what capacity?
Oh, I think it would be really awesome to work in like the youth development and community relations type department, something along those lines. And I just love seeing the smiles on kids' faces every day. And I think that would be a really rewarding job. And obviously staying in the game and being part of an NHL organization would be unbelievable.
I think you'd be great at that in any city, and especially cities that are starving for that type of program for girls hockey. And yeah, I see you being on the ice for many years, even beyond your playing days.
Yeah, that'd be a dream come true, and hopefully my body can withstand that, you know?
No, I think it's important. I mean, during our travels prior to the Olympics, I loved whether we would be in Burlington, Vermont, or New York. I love that USA Hockey had those girls programs out there that I was helping with. And I just thought I was honored to be part of those programs. I mean, here you're putting the Olympic athletes on with about 75 girls from all ages, from 6 years old to 16. And I just think that type of thing is so important.
Yeah, I think it definitely, and it helps grow the game, and those little kids, they see that we love the game, and at our age, and you know, players like Julie Chu are out there that I even look up to, and it's just a great experience and rewarding, and it helps grow the game in the United States. It's only helping everybody, so I think if those continue throughout the year, it's just unbelievable.
Talking about growing the game, Kendall, what about the Women's Pro League that's out there right now? How do we grow that? What do you think we have to do in North America, whether it's the Canadians or the Americans, trying to grow that game?
So I think there obviously a lot has to happen, and I think there are the stepping stones right now, but I think there has to be a combination of Canadians and Americans, and obviously the European players that come over, but just for the bulk of the group, they need to merge the two leagues and or just have some type of partnership. And obviously, like the WNBA, if there is support from the NHL, people will continue to watch. And I think we saw that with the Olympic Games and, you know, the broadcasters. We had Doc Emmerich, Eddie Olchek, Pierre McGuire talking our game. And when I came home from the Olympics, it was unbelievable because everyone's like, Doc Emmerich said this about you, or Eddie Olchek said this about you. And so it just, if you have that label with the NHL, I think the game will continue to grow and people will really want to watch it because you have the support from a league as incredible as the National Hockey League.
And what's the speed like in that league, in those leagues right now? What all around talent?
So, I mean, I can't speak firsthand because I haven't played in them personally, but from what I hear from my teammates, they say it's pretty quick and it's probably like the first two lines of a college game.
Okay. That's good hockey. Bottom line, it's good hockey.
Yeah. Definitely. And I mean, when you have the Canadian national players, the U.S. national players, and a few European national players spread out through each team, it makes a good game.
Kendall, what do you think we have to do here in Illinois hockey to grow the game for the girls?
I think they're doing a great job. I mean, there's programs that continue to grow. I mean, like I was saying, there's rosters that are programs that have seven rosters for girls hockey. And I think they're doing a great job, but I think like you said, skill development is obviously huge, and they got to keep growing that. And also, obviously, these girls need to keep having fun and staying true to the game and staying true to themselves. And sometimes, you know, you can get a little bit ahead of yourself, but
I agree.
Just staying true to yourself and having fun. I think that's, you know, that's what why I played, and I wasn't playing because I wanted a college scholarship or I wanted to do this. I played because I wanted to win, and I loved to win.
Kendall, I want to thank you very much for your friendship on and off the ice. I appreciate you being on the show. Thank you very much for that. I'd like to thank my producer, Debbie Schreiner, for passing the puck for Behind the Glass. I'm your host, Kenny McCudden, and you can listen to archive shows at my site at icecompanyhockey.net. We will return next Sunday at 11 p.m. Keep your head up, and good night.
Most grocery stores lack that